Zog to Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Chulin Perik Zayin Mishnah. So we mentioned in the last Mishnah that these Mishnayos are a tremendous yesod in paskening shailas of what's kosher, what's treif, when things get mixed up, cooked the wrong way, milchik, fleishik. It doesn't mean after you learn this Mishnah you're going to be able to pasken, but hopefully one day after you learn the Shulchan Aruch and you hear shiurim from Rabbanim, you'll be able to, and you'll have to know this Mishnah. So you may as well start now. There's a whole sugya, there's a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch, one of the most complicated simanim of Shulchan Aruch, one of the most geshmaka simanim of Shulchan Aruch. If you want smicha, you have to learn it. It's the halacha of teruvais. What happens when there's a mixture of iser and heter? Does it become batel? Does it not become batel? What does? What doesn't? So let me give you a quick rundown. Sometimes things get mixed up that are called yavesh biyavesh, dry and dry. It's not a mixture in a pot, it's not in a soup, but I have a bunch of pieces of meat. Some are kosher, some are not, and they got mixed up. I don't know which is which. So really, min ha-toira, if you have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, it's batel b'rayv. That's learned from Achrei Rabim Lahatis. However, don't go paskening yet. The Chachamim made a series of gzeiros. One of them is if the thing that is usher, that got mixed up with the heter, is a dover chashev, and one example of a dover chashev is a berry. A berry means a complete thing as it was created by Hashem. Or it's something that it within itself you would serve to a guest. It's a chashev, a dish. That does not become batel. Even if there were 1,000 times something that's mutter, for one of these things that are usher, it does not become batel. I told you, it also could be a shayla in regard to bracha achreina. If you have one grape, far less than a kazayis, but it could be you would have to make an ala eitz. I'm not paskening halachis here, I just want you to understand the sugya. Then sometimes you have two things that are min b'shein aminai. Not a piece of treif meat, a piece of kosher meat, but one type of iser and a totally different kind of an iser. So really it should also be batel b'rayv, but Chazal said, I'm scared you're going to cook this together, and some of the taste of the iser is going to go into the heter, so therefore, they said, no, it's not enough for it to be batel b'rayv. It can't just be two of the heter and one of the iser, it has to be batel b'shishim, in 60 times the amount. Okay, so that's yavesh biyavesh, one dry thing and another dry thing. And then we have lach bilach. Lach in Yiddish means to laugh. Lach in Lashon Kodesh means something moist or liquidy. Lach bilach would mean I have some kind of a liquid that's usher that gets mixed up in a soup that is mutter. Or even, let's say, a piece of meat that got mixed up with pieces of meat that are mutter. And usher took a piece of meat that got mixed up with pieces of meat that are mutter, but it melted down, it cooked down, so it's all mushed together. Or it's a soup, or the taste goes into the soup. So again, here it may make a difference if it's min b'minay, min b'she'ein aminay, but b'derech klal, it would have to be batel b'shishim. You'd have to have 60 times the amount of mutter to be mevatel the iser. Or, if you have a chef over here who's not Jewish, who could taste it, a Yid can't taste it to see if it has a taste or not, because what if it does? Then he's over the Yisr. And he tastes it and says, I don't taste at all the Yisr, the Kamit. Then it's okay. All right, so that's not just the tip of the iceberg, it's the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. I just want you to understand, when you come to a rabbi and say, what should I do? Milk and a spoon, then I had some milk in it, fell into a pot of meat. When the Rav gives an answer, he takes into account all the things I just told you, plus 1,000 more halachas. Now let's see our Mishnah. Gid hanasha. I have a gid hanasha. Shenizbashel im hagidin. That got cooked with other gidin. Bizman shemakiroi b'naisen tam. If I can look at it now and say, oh, there's the gid hanasha. I throw it out. What do I have to deal with? I have to deal with the fact that even though I took out the iser, but when it cooked, it imparted a flavor into the other things. So I have to figure out b'naisen tam. Meaning to say, if the Gid Hanasha put a taste into the Gidim that's mutter or in the soup that's in the pot, in other words, there was no 60 times the amount of this git hanasha, then it's aser. But if there was 60 times the amount, it's mutter. What if the git hanasha got cooked with the other gittin, and now I'm looking at it, I can't tell which is the git hanasha. V'imlav, if I can't recognize which is the git hanasha, well then the halacha is kulon asurin. Everything that's here is aser. Wait a second, but there's more gidim that are mutter than the gid anasha that's aser. Can't I say it's batel berayv? No. Because the gid anasha is a beria. It's like a creation of Hashem. And a beria does not become batel berayv. No, everything is a creation of Hashem, but it's a whole creation. Okay, so I can't eat the other gidim because maybe that's the gid anasha. What about the soup in this pot that was cooked with the gidim? Okay, so over here, it'd be nice and tan. I have to figure out the git hanasha that was aser. Could it have imparted a flavor into the soup or not? So basically, I have to figure out the gidim in this pot that was mutter and the soup. If it all adds up to 60 times the amount of the git hanasha that was aser, so being that I'm not going to be eating any of the gidim, I could have the soup. Wait a second. So all the other gidim, the kosher ones in the pot, they're still serving a purpose. Because I'm going to add up the kosher gidim plus the soup and say that together I have 60 times the amount of the gid hanasha. The answer is yes. So enachanami, you can't eat the other gidim because I don't know, maybe it's the gid hanasha, but they are effective over here for me to get the shishim that I need to say that the taste of the gid is going to become batel. So again, I don't know which is the gid hanasha. You're going to have to eventually remove all of the gidim. Can't eat any of them. As far as the soup is concerned, if it had 60 times the amount of the gid hanasha between the kosher dikah gidim and the soup, then I'm good to go. But I don't understand something. Yeah, go ahead. You just told me that the gid hanasha is a barrier, it doesn't become batel. And the answer is no. The git itself doesn't become batel, but the taste that comes out of it, that's not called a barrier. That does become batel. So here there's a beautiful piece about Tanura where he gives the guidelines of what becomes batel, what doesn't become batel. Maybe after we finish the Mishnah, we'll learn it if you want to learn it, because this way you have a brera of going on to the next Mishnah. But now let's go weiter. So while we're talking about things that get mixed up, things that are aser, things that are mutter, in regard to the gid hanasha, we'll discuss other things. V'chein, for that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, chaticha shel, I have a piece of meat that is nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shechita. V'chein chaticha shel dag tameh, I have a piece of a tameh dig a fish. That's not kosher. Shen is bashlu im hachatichas. It was cooked together with the kosher cut pieces. Sometimes I have a cut piece of nevela meat that got cooked together with cut pieces of kosher meat, or a piece of tameh dikah fish that got cooked together with fish that are tahar. Bizman shemekirin, if you recognize the nevela or the tameh dikah fish, throw it out. All I have to deal with is the flavor, so I have to see benayis and tam. Was there enough in this piece of iser, whether it's the meat or the fish that was aser, to impart a flavor into the heter? If, however, in the pieces of meat or fish that are mutter and the soup, there's enough to say there's shishim, there's 60 times the amount of what was aser, and I did physically remove the iser, I'm okay. But v'im lav, if I can't recognize which was the piece of meat that's aser. I know there's an nevela piece in here where there's a tameh dikah fish, and I don't know which one it is. So memela kulin asuris, it's all aser. It doesn't become batel berayv. Why not? You said a cut piece of meat, so it's not a whole beria. Well, the answer is, we're talking about chashuva pieces. That would be a chashuva dish to serve before a guest. And that, too, does not become batel because of its chashivus. So again, piece of nevela, piece of tameh dikah fish that was cooked with other meat and other fish. Get it out. Then we'll see if there's shisha. If I can't take it out, because I don't know which one it is, so we say it doesn't become batel, not because it's a barrier, but here because it's a very chash of a thing. So the meat itself, or the fish itself, all the meat or fish in this pot can't be used. But v'haraitiv, as far as the soup goes, been nice in town. So we have to see if there's enough in the heter dikah pieces and the soup to be mevatel the piece of meat that was nevela, or the piece of fish that was not kosher. So basically, it's the same halacha as the gitra nasha, just that the gitra nasha doesn't become batel because it's a beria. This meat or fish doesn't become batel because it's chashev, but in both cases, if it got cooked together, if you recognize the piece, take it out. And then figure out. If I have shishim, so there's no problem with the taste. If I can't recognize the piece, so all the pieces have to go. Whether it's the gitra nasha and the other gidim, or it's the nevela piece and the hedradika pieces of meat, or it's the tamadika fish and the other fishes. All the actual pieces have to go. It doesn't become batel b'raiv. In the case of the gidra nasha, because it's a berry, in the other cases, because it's chashiv. As far as the soup goes, here I have to see if I have shishim. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But if you want, let's see the batanura here in peace. See the long piece where it says, v'haroitev mutter, and the soup is mutter? So a couple of words into that batanura, v'haroitev mutter, the long piece in this Mishnah, it says, v'halacha l'maisa. So again, this is not the Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to know how to paskin, but it'll give you a little bit more of an iser. Let's see the words of the batanura. Be'iser shenesarev beheter. If I have something that's aser that gets mixed up with heter, mean b'she'ena mina, but they're two separate things. The ikalamekam a timeless, so you could really taste it. For example, im trumahu, it's truma shenesarev bechulin that got mixed up with chulin. But it's two separate things: tomatoes and cucumbers. So you demand a kayin, give it to a kayin to taste. Remember, because worst comes to worst, if the kayin says, "Oh, I taste the truma," it's not a problem. He's allowed to eat truma. V'im davar iserhu, but if it's a davar iser, so I can't give it to a yid to taste. You demand a nachtaim nachri. Nachtaim literally means a baker, but it means a non-Jewish chef. Im oimer, if he says, "She'em b'taruvis tam hatruma oitama iser," I don't feel any truma here or iser. Hakol mutter, it's all mutter. The Meniv Rabbanan says the Batanura, and Chazal gave an amanus. They believed l'nachtem nachri, even a non-Jewish chef. Why? Given the malachtehu, because it's his malacha, lo meshakri, probably wouldn't lie. Shalayafsid umnasi. He doesn't want to lose his professional standing. I'm a chef. If I say there's no taste, there's no taste. If I say there is, there is. The imnesarav min b'minai. What if you have min b'minai that got mixed up? Cucumbers and cucumbers. The lekala mekam a time. I can't say whether I feel the taste of it or not. One of the cucumbers are truma, one isn't, but it doesn't help me. It doesn't taste different. I mean b'she'en aminai, or let's say cucumbers and tomatoes. But v'ein kan kayin, there's no kayin here. Ay nachri, or a non-Jew shanuchal ismachalov that I could rely on. So now it depends. Im ha'isru, if the isru comes, mechelev, from forbidden fats, v'dam, blood, nevelos, animals that died without shchita, treifa, shkatzim, ramasim, all sorts of crawling things. Ubehema v'oifis, v'dagim t'mein, or behemas, or birds or fish that are not kosher, ki yoytze b'zeh, all these things. M'sharim oysi b'shishim. I'm going to measure to see if I have 60 times the amount of heter to neutralize the iser. Im yesh shishim shel heter. If I have 60 times the amount of heter, kenega the iser, to neutralize the iser, hakol mutter, it's all mutter. If I don't have 60 times the amount, aser, it's aser. V'chein, for that matter, shuman shel gid hanasha, the fat of a gid hanasha. M'sharim oysi, I assess it connected shishim shel heter. Do we have 60 times the amount of heter? Avol kechal. What is kechal? Kechal is the udder of a cow. The udder of the cow. So basically, I have a fleishiga sack that's holding milk in its natural state. But because this is its natural state, it's not some milk that was poured into meat, really, min ha'Torah, it's mutter, but Chazal answered it. So, if I have this kechal, avol kechal, shenes bashel im basar that was cooked together with meat, v'sharim ma'aseh b'shishim, here's an interesting thing, the whole udder, the whole sack, the whole fleishiga sack with the milk in it, fell into another pot. So I have milchik and fleishik, so I need 60 times the amount of meat to be mevatel the milk. So I count up the other meat in the pot, v'kchal min aminyan. What's interesting is the kchal itself, the sack itself that's holding the milk, that counts to be part of the shishim to say that the milk doesn't answer it. And the reason I'm allowing for this leniency is v'mneisha asurim midivrei seferim, because the whole isra of kchal is only midrabanan. Vayter, ubeya sheyesh b'afrayach. Let's say you have an egg that started to have a little baby bird inside. Shenes bashla, it wasn't alive yet, but it was inside. It's awesome. Shenes bashla, it was cooked im shar beim shall hatter with other eggs that are mutter. Tzricha shishim ve'achas kenegda. Here I need 61. I need 61 kenegda this egg. The ima is if what fell in is truma v'chal or chal that was supposed to be separated will be kurim. So imhu min b'mina if it's again grapes and grapes. So it doesn't help me to have a kayin taste it. He won't be able to taste the truma anyway. I mean b'she'ein b'mina or it's even let's say grapes and figs. But ve'ein sham kayin, there's no kayin here. I nachri or a non-Jew that I could rely on she'yitayim to taste it. So here there's a din. By truma and chala and bikurim, it's much more strict than stamazai, let's say, nevela. Masharanai said, b'meya shalchulin. You have to have 100 times the amount of heter to wadi iser. Vim arlo klayakarim, if it's arla, that's fruit that grows on a tree in the first 3 years. Or klayakarim means was planted too close together. Masharim oisin b'mesayim. You need 200 times the amount of heter. Kenega de iser. V'chala shiurim halalu, and all these shiurim, how do I count up whether it's 60 or 100 or 200? Misharim, I assess it b'chol ma shebegdeira, with whatever is in the pot. Beroitiv, the soup, or b'chatichais, the pieces, or b'tavlin, spices, or b'kifa, whatever, like gelled over there. Via dak dak shebeshuli akdeira, the part that settles at the bottom. The very small pieces. U'kamayshi bala fenenu misharin alein. This is a big heter. Take everything in this pot, it all counts up for the 60 to be mevatel the iser. The only thing I can't count in, v'loy misharin, you can't factor in b'may debolak derim in a heter. I can't say like this. Look, I have iser in this pot. I don't have the 60 that I need. But I'm just missing a tiny drop. Oh, you know what? There are some things that are absorbed inside the walls of the pot. If I count that in, I'll have 60 times. No, you can't do that, says the Batanura. Fisha af min ha iser, because if you're going to count what's in the pot, there's iser also, that nivla that was swallowed in. Min esmait mekamoy shahaya. So you can't just say, well, I have 59, if I add up the kosher tomatoes, but some of the tomatoes are in the walls of the pot, so is some of the iser. So whatever you want to count from the heter, there's also less because there's iser in the pot also. The otu atayra bala, only the heter was swallowed up into the walls of the pot, the isura loy bala, the iser not. So you can count anything you see to add up to 60. What you can't do is count what's in the walls. Okay, so we're not ready to pass kinshilas yet. We got a little bit of what Hilchos Teruvos is all about.